Welcome to Calming Anxiety with me, Martin Hewlett. Today's show is controlling your breathing on a panic attack and learning how to take back mental and physical control. Before we start, thank you. We passed 1 million downloads in our first year. Wow. Really humbled by all of that. Do subscribe. We have shows every day, Monday to Friday. And on top of that, if you want to support the show, there's a membership site where all the shows are ad-free with extra long sessions and bonus content, and all for the very reasonable sum of $5 a month. So find that quiet spot now where you won't be disturbed. Headphones on if you want, sitting or lying. Close your eyes and just think about your breathing. That's all we need to do today. Understand how the rib cage rises and expands. That pause between the in and the out breath. And then as you exhale, imagine, however you can do this, relaxation. So next time you breathe in, count how long it takes in seconds, be it in, 2, 3, and then pause for a count of 2 at the top, just holding your breath briefly, and then make the out breath a second or 2 longer as you exhale. So your breathing may be in for 3, hold for 2, out for 4. It may be longer, or it may be shorter. And certainly, when you're having a panic attack or you're overly anxious, your breathing rate will increase. It's normal. It's human. But you can and you will control it. Obviously, at the peak of a panic attack, this is so much easier to say than do. I understand, I've been there, and I've coached hundreds of people through this. So, remember, try it every third breath. Fast breathing as you are, on those pants and pants, and then on the top of the third in-breath, hold it for as long as you feel comfortable, maybe 3, maybe 4 seconds, and then a slow out-breath. This slow out-breath will start to give you back the control you need. Nothing bad has ever happened to anyone from a panic attack. They simply feel awful. So practice with me now, at your own rate. Take that in-breath, slow, mindful and relaxed. Pause at the top and then exhale longer than the in-breath. The more we practice now, the easier control will be in the future. If you want to purse your lips and breathe through your mouth, do so. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable, more safe and more secure. Once you're comfortable with this, try extending the length of the count. So in for 4, hold for 2, out for 5 or 6, and on every out-breath, just think in your mind without saying out loud, I am perfectly safe. Counting the in-breath, pausing for 2, extending the out-breath, and ventilation, I am perfectly safe. Becoming more and more relaxed with every exhalation, more focused, more in control, building your own personal courage, relaxing further and further on every out-breath. I am in control. I am perfectly safe. Mindful of every in-breath, pausing at the top for a count of two, and then deeply relaxing, regaining control as you exhale. I will leave you just to breathe and be mindful and relax deeper and deeper for the next few minutes. Every breath relaxing you, giving you back more control, more focus, and more positivity. Every out-breath reinforcing your commitment for a positive, permanent change as you learn to take back control over your thoughts, feelings and emotions. Feel yourself just drifting down blissfully calm on every out-breath. I am perfectly safe. Feel that emotion of positive control rising up, your confidence growing daily, as you learn to control all aspects of your mind and mental health, understanding your own incredible unique qualities. Deeper and deeper. Perfectly safe. And I will leave you now just to relax, being mindful of each breath. When the music fades to silence, you can open your eyes, feeling refreshed, focused, and positive. As always, be kind to who you are.